In this bulletin, the global COVID-19 death toll passes 300,000. Further restrictions are easing in New South Wales. And the International Olympic Committee is setting aside more than $1.2 billion for loans and payments. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. New South Wales is easing more COVID-19 restrictions from today. Pubs and clubs are joining cafes, restaurants and places of worship in welcoming people back, with up to 10 people allowed in each venue as long as social distancing is maintained. Outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people are also permitted, and up to 5 people, including children, can visit households. Weddings can have up to 10 guests. Indoor funerals can have 20, while outdoor funerals can have up to 30 people. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people to still maintain social distancing and hygiene measures.
I know some may even already have started enjoying the new freedoms that come with easing restrictions today, but that also comes with personal responsibility, and I can't stress that enough. Easing restrictions have failed in so many places around the world. I don't want that to fail in New South Wales. I want all of us to take personal responsibility in the way in which we respond to the restrictions. Let's please do our part in keeping everybody safe so that all of us can keep moving forward so that we never ever go backwards. That's really, really critical.
The Northern Territory is lifting more COVID-19 restrictions from today. Restaurants, bars and cafes will be able to reopen as long as people purchase food. Beauty salons, libraries, gyms and places of religious worship will also be permitted to open their doors. Non-contact sports will be able to recommence, with indoor activities allowed under a two-hour limit. Health Minister Natasha Fyles says more than 1,000 businesses have signed up to reopen and submitted coronavirus safety plans. Queensland has recorded two new coronavirus cases, with one being an active case of some concern in Rockhampton. It comes as the state will begin easing further restrictions from tomorrow, with public parks, playgrounds and barbecues being permitted. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says more recreational activities will be available again.
We will be easing restrictions this weekend for Fraser, Moreton and North Stradbroke Islands. They will be reopened for day trips, with the view, of course, that they will be open for camping and residential accommodation for the school holidays. So if everything goes to plan there, they'll be open for the school holidays.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare reveals the rate of Indigenous youth incarcerated has fallen. Data from the federal government shows that young Indigenous people between the ages of 10 and 17 under youth justice supervision on an average day dropped from 176 per 10,000 to 172 per 10,000. The Institute's Anna Ritson says these numbers will hopefully be part of a trend.
When these rates fall, particularly for our Indigenous population, it is always welcome news. And I think it does reflect hopefully an ongoing trend that we will see in years to come as we continue to put out these reports.
A parliamentary inquiry into laws banning international criminals from Australia will take place today. It's considering enacting legislation similar to the Magnitsky Act, with proposals to freeze human rights abusers' assets in the country. Speaking at the inquiry, human rights barrister Amal Clooney says the COVID-19 crisis can worsen human rights abuses.
In the last 2 months, we've seen more than 80 governments rush through emergency laws that grant them sweeping new powers over their people. Governments have criminalised so-called fake news on the pandemic and had scores of journalists arrested, while deadly untruths have spread. Meanwhile, international crimes, from genocide in Iraq and Myanmar to war crimes in Syria and Yemen, remain unpunished.
To sport, the International Olympic Committee is setting aside more than $1.2 billion for loans and payments emerging from the coronavirus crisis that's forced the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games to be postponed. Funds will be available for loans to sports governing bodies and national Olympic committees. IOC President Thomas Bach says the global pandemic has had a significant impact on the event.
You can imagine that this is not easy because planning in these days is so difficult because of all the uncertainties you have. Nobody knows how the world looks like tomorrow.
Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, mostly sunny, 24. Adelaide, sunny and 17. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 15. Wollongong, a possible evening shower and 18. Sydney, a shower or two, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 20. Brisbane, sunny and 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.